health officials are looking to mathematical modelling to see whether we can forecast an outbreak of flu and how severe it's going to be. But much like the way we forecast the weather, I suppose. So Rory Anderson is a professor of infectious disease epidemiology at the Imperial College London. He's been working on a mathematical modelling to predict future pandemics. And he's speaking here to the Health Report's Dr. Norman Swan.
Pandemics typically are the term used to describe an infectious disease spread when it goes beyond country borders, perhaps threatens a number of different countries or indeed the whole world. And I suppose in most people think of pandemics in terms of influenza A, which is a, as you know, a viral respiratory infection. And essentially, it knows no boundaries, and typically it moves from country to country in the modern world via air travel.
So are you totally focused on influenza then? One of the things that you're interested in is predicting pandemics and planning for them.
If you talk to epidemiologists who have studied a whole variety of different infectious diseases, the one that causes us most concern is probably influenza at the moment. That's the known one. Of course, there may be the emergence of infectious diseases which have different characteristics. Why influenza? Three reasons. The first is, it's a very fast-moving infection, so from the point when a person becomes infected to when they become infectious to others is a very short interval. It's about a day and a half to 2 days. So essentially, what epidemiologists describe as the generation time, which is the time from when a person gets infected to when they pass it on to another person, is a few days. So the whole epidemic takes off very, very quickly. And it means that the world has a very short time, as it were, to respond effectively to it. The second reason is related, really, to you're infectious before you really have acute symptoms. So in other words, within about a day from being infected with influenza virus, which then replicates in the body, you start excreting virus and infecting others before you have severe clinical symptoms like high temperature, etc. Then the third aspect is this morbidity aspect, which is there have been influenza epidemics in history, such as the 1911 epidemic, where the case mortality rate was very high. So if a very large number of people get infected, there are significant mortality events. The primary sites for spread, interestingly, and this is not well understood typically, are schools. So, in essence, the H1N1 epidemic that was 2009-2010, essentially, when you took small pinpricks of blood from school children and asked what fraction of them had experienced that H1N1 epidemic of influenza A, it often was 40-60% of that school had experienced it. And so these school children are the major, major sites of transmission, and that's true for many respiratory childhood infections. That gives you a hint about what you should do in the case of a pandemic.
Shut down the schools for a couple of days.
Yes, or indeed, and this is a very topical issue at the moment, what should you do with influenza vaccination policy design? Should you focus on those most at risk, the very young and the elderly, where the mortality, morbidity rate is highest? Or
control of its source.
Yes, should you try to get the herd immunity in the schools up to a sufficient level that you stop the epidemic in its tracks straight away when it was introduced into a country?
And what's your view?
I think I would raise the vaccination uptake level in school children, and I might even think about whether annual influenza A vaccination should be mandatory for most of the population. Now, that's a cost issue, of course, but the economic analyses that have been done to date, there have been about three very large studies, suggest that vaccinating across the community, that's all age groups, of the strain vaccine structure that comes in a particular year is cost beneficial.
That's Sir Roy Anderson, who's a professor of infectious disease epidemiology at Imperial College London. And that full conversation on the Health Report this afternoon at 5:30 with Dr. Norman Swan.